Chapter 15, 1881-1882, Alone, So Alone, Yet Not Alone. Shortly after the funeral, Uriah Smith employed his editorial column in the August 23 review to inform the church about Ellen White's state of health and her plans for the future. He reported that for the past few days she had gained strength quite rapidly. She spoke to church members in the Tabernacle Sabbath afternoon, August 20, for 50 minutes, with great clearness of mind and strength of voice. Her theme was the lessons to be learned from the uncertainty of life, and the relation that the Christian should maintain with his Lord. She coveted this opportunity for a last meeting with fellow believers in Battle Creek before leaving for the seclusion of Colorado. The next Monday, August 22, with her two daughters-in-law, Emma and Mary, she left for Colorado, where she expected to spend a few weeks in retirement and rest and rejuvenation. A few days were spent in Boulder, where lived the McDiarmans, Emma's parents. Ellen spent most of one day writing out the circumstances connected with her husband's death, for use in the In Memoriam pamphlet in preparation at Battle Creek. In this statement she dwelt quite fully upon their experience during the 2 weeks previous to his death, especially their praying seasons and conversation that showed that James had some foreboding of a change and that he was prepared. Ellen closed her statement with words of appreciation to friends in Battle Creek and those who assisted her. "I wish to express my appreciation of the kindness, attention, and sympathy extended to both my husband and myself by the physicians and helpers of the sanitarium. All exerted themselves to the utmost for our relief and recovery. Especially would I acknowledge with gratitude Dr. Kellogg's skillful care as a physician, as well as his kindness and sympathy as a brother and friend, in my sickness and bereavement. To those also who brighten my sickroom with flowers, I extend my sincere thanks. Not one of these favors is forgotten. I have also been cheered and comforted by letters of sympathy from absent friends. I have not strength to respond to these separately, but I thank all for their words of love in my affliction." See also In Memoriam, p. 57. Then with Mary she was off to White's Ranch and the little cottage they owned on a few acres in the mountains near Rollinsville, Colorado.